This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Monday, January 12, 2009. I'm Caleb Brown. Last year, more than 5,300 people in Mexico were killed in drug cartel warfare with no end to the carnage in sight. But U.S. policy has always been to exert pressure on Mexican leaders to keep fighting the drug war and maintain Washington's prohibitionist model. With violence on the rise, is that push sustainable? And is there hope that an Obama administration will change U.S. policy to let other governments deal with drugs in their own way? Ted Galen Carpenter, the Cato Institute's Vice President for Defense and Foreign Policy Studies, comments.
The level of violence is surging and has been on the rise for several years. For 2008, more than 5,000 people will have died in drug-related violence. That violence is driven largely by demand for narcotics in the United States and the U.S. government's insistence on pursuing a prohibitionist policy. Prohibitionism drives up the price of drugs. It creates a massive black market premium, an enormous potential profit that attracts the most criminal, violence-prone elements. That is what has happened in Mexico. Various drug trafficking organizations are engaged in turf fights and in fights with the military and police forces of President Felipe Calderón's government. And a lot of people are getting caught in the crossfire. The violence has reached the point now that it really threatens to destabilize Mexico as an effective state.
How much of what President Calderón and previous administrations in Mexico, their fight against drug cartels, how much of that is being driven by U.S. policy?
I would say a large part of Mexico City's policies are a response to pressure from the United States. President Calderón himself has advocated, I think, a more flexible policy on drugs, even favoring the decriminalization of possession and use of small quantities of drugs. That's considered heresy, of course, by most U.S. officials. A former foreign minister in the previous government, Jorge Castaneda, has openly called for legalization of drugs. Mexico, like most countries in the Western Hemisphere, recognized that Washington's insistence on a prohibition policy, insistence on conducting a war on drugs against drug trafficking organizations, creates enormous societal problems. But they're afraid of defying Washington. Washington has a habit of not treating critics very gently.
Even if Mexico were to change its drug policies dramatically, that wouldn't necessarily do a whole lot about quelling violence, given that the demand is coming from the United States, right?
One would still see the turf fights in Mexico. A change in drug policy by the Mexican government might reduce the fighting between the drug gangs and Mexican law enforcement personnel. But certainly the turf fights among the various trafficking cartels would still go on. As long as that black market profit potential exists, we're going to see criminal organizations in Mexico and in other drug source countries vie for access to that market. The only way to defund those criminal organizations is to abandon the prohibition model entirely.
President Bush, during the campaign of 2000, spoke, I think, fairly reasonably in favor of treating the drug war in the United States more as a medical problem. At least he made one or two comments to that extent. What's his record been?
Unfortunately, we've seen the same lack of change in U.S. drug policy as we did with overall foreign policy. Remember, candidate Bush in 2000 advocated a more humble, cautious American foreign policy. We certainly didn't get that. We also have an entrenched drug war bureaucracy in the United States at all levels, the federal level, state, and local levels, dedicated to waging a vigorous war on drugs and expanding their budgets and personnel in the process. It will take a true sea change in policy to overcome that kind of resistance from the bureaucracy. The only way that happens is if it comes directly from the top, and that might be an opportunity for President-elect Obama, who, after all, has admitted to drug use in his youth. So perhaps he would have at least a more sensible attitude about a new drug policy.
Obama has also made various overtures to the public to get them involved in making requests as far as changing policy. And the number one question being asked of the Obama administration on the change.gov website is about marijuana laws in the United States. Obama has previously publicly declared that the U.S. drug war is a failure. And, you know, based upon his statements, based upon what the change he hopes to bring to Washington, do you have any particular hope for the type of sea change policy you would like to see?
I have some cautious hope, but he would have to be willing to invest a great deal of political capital in that kind of change. He really needs to do so, and especially with regard to Mexico. This is not just a problem for Mexico in terms of the drug-related violence. This is spilling over the border into the United States. There are now Mexican drug gangs in most significant American cities, almost any city over 50 or 60,000 population, particularly in the southern and southwestern states, now have problems directly attributable to the Mexican cartels. There are violent incidents along the border. American citizens are now being targeted by the drug gangs for opposing their actions in the United States. This is a very nasty problem, and it needs to be addressed urgently.
What would be the most helpful policy change that President-elect Obama could engage in without the help of Congress?
One of the shortest ones in terms of an initiative would be to stop putting pressure on the Mexican government to make war on its own citizens, to understand that this drug trade is not something that's going to be stamped out, and that the current policy simply increases the level of violence and exposes Mexican law enforcement agencies to a greater and greater temptation of corruption.
Ted Galen Carpenter is the Cato Institute's Vice President for Defense and Foreign Policy Studies. He is the author of the forthcoming Cato analysis, Troubled Neighbor: Mexico's Drug Violence Poses a Threat to the United States, available soon at cato.org.